Good afternoon. Again, my name is Joel Fast. I'm with the University of Georgia. I'm based in Griffin. I'll be talking about the climate extension education, and this is our experience with the Southeast Climate Consortium. And I know it's a totally different topic. It's different from, you know, soybean extension program or your soil fertility program, extension program. But before I proceed, I'd like to acknowledge some of our co-authors, our research and extension faculty involved in different institutions, University of Georgia, University of Florida, Florida State, Alabama, Huntsville, Miami, and Auburn University. And I'd like to start with just a brief note on the Southeast Climate Consortium. They started as in 1998 as a Florida consortium with Miami, FSU, and University of Florida, and then University of Georgia came in 2002, and 2003 UAH and Auburn got involved. So our mission is really is to use advances in climate science, including improved capabilities to forecast seasonal climate, to provide scientifically sound information and decision support tools for agriculture, forestry, and water resources management in the southeastern United States. I know this is a big goal for us, and a lot of the things that we do really would like to answer: how can we use climate forecasts to benefit our producers in the southeast, and also how to reduce risk, not just in row crop production, but also improves in fruit crops and also in forages. Okay, and this is some of the things that we're sort of the expertise. FSU is involved in the climate studies. Alabama Huntsville is involved in climate and water resources. Auburn, obviously, the three land grant universities are involved in extension, and Miami is also involved in economics, water resources, and assessment. Now, looking at this figure, you know, Farmer Joe's question: is he concerned about La Nina and El Nino? I know it's all well documented in the southeast that there are impacts of El Nino in the southeast, Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. But he doesn't need to be concerned about La Nina or El Nino, but rather, can we help him? And in particular, can we help him use climate forecasts to, decide on the different things here listed? One would be variety selection. Can we help him promote or use a different variety, for example, of peanut in his work? If he thinks we could provide him enough information in the coming season, what's going to happen, whether it's going to be a wet spring or dry spring, warm spring, cold spring, El Nino year or La Nina year. How about planting dates? Planting dates, we've got research in our group, has been documented and published that, you know, you might be well off delaying your planting peanuts or cotton in a El Nino year or La Nina year. Now, it's in a La Nina year, it might be different. It might be possible to plant earlier, say for peanuts. How about acreage allocation? If you think it's going to be a down year or a drought year, can we change our acreage allocation? Whether it's going to be, say, 50, normally would you have your 50% corn, 50% soybean, maybe move it to, you know, if you have irrigation, especially, you might be able to, provide some irrigation for soybean and increase the acreage, things like that. How about amount and type of crop insurance? Can we provide, there are some studies from Auburn group and the Miami group about the crop insurance. Can we use crop insurance products to reduce the risk of farmers, especially in an El Nino year or a La Nina year? How about marketing? If you think that you're going to have a dry year, is it possible, let's say, for cattle producers to call their cattle herd and sell earlier because there's no hay supplies, things like that? That's something that you need to consider. How about purchase inputs? If you think that we're going to have a dry year, can you buy more of your supplies now and hold on and maybe sell some of your crops at a higher price? Now, a lot of the things here at the Southeast Climate Consortium, the major activities are the Ag Climate, which is a climate-based web delivery information system, and also the training and education and interaction with growers and producers. Now, this is the Ag Climate is the main mechanism for dissemination of information. We've got web-based tools. We use climate information and be able to provide this in sort of a probabilistic climate forecast, the effects of different scenarios. Also about outlooks, we try to provide climate outlooks developed by our state climatologists, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. Also agricultural outlooks developed in collaboration with commodity specialists. If we think we know what's going to happen, the seasonal climate forecast, we'll try to communicate this with the different commodity specialists and be able to get their input about what's going to happen to, let's say, for the corn, for peanut, for cotton, for fruit crops in Florida, or maybe for the forage experts, in the three states. Ag Climate website, this is the URL, www.agclimate.org. I'd like to invite you to visit this website. We've got a lot of the tools and information for the different sections, crops, fruits, forestry, pasture, livestock, and of course, a section on climate and El Nino in the Southeast. What's important here is really the participation and interaction with extension agents and specialists and farmer growers that help us, they help us identify the needs for specific commodities. Then we use crop models and climate-based tools and be able to develop standalone decision aid tools, climate-based management. All of this integrating forecast and climatology. These are some of the tools that we have. Different sections, climate, drought, crop yield, and crop development. In this case, for crop yield, we have, let's say, for example, county yield database. We look at crop yield series, residuals, trends, ag statistics data, and the differences in yields and for El Nino and La Nina and neutral climate forecasts. Also, regional yield maps, again, our Ag Statistics Office data, and yield risk forecast. We've got crop model estimates of, tomato, potato, peanut, cotton, and the effects of El Nino and La Nina and the yields for different planting dates, different scenarios, whether it's irrigated or non-irrigated. Okay. Another thing that's really important is we send out seasonal outlooks, in this case, climate and agricultural outlooks. It's posted, and this is actually released to the extension mailing list, there are farmers, stakeholders, county agents, and also also for the regional and TV and radio, and they're willing to pick up some of the things that say in the Southeast Farm Press, looking at what the effects of El Nino and La Nina. This one is an example of the SEC Agricultural Outlook released for the fall, and soon we'll be updating this and looking at the different impacts of La Nina. This example is for, I believe, winter vegetables, but we've got a table that lists the potential La Nina impacts. And this one is part of our training in basically extension work is more of the training, training the county agents through the Windsor School activities, weather and climate school at University of Georgia, in-service training for county agents, workshops, and county grower meetings, which is really helpful in providing some feedback and their input on what to do next. These are some examples of the workshop for ag climate. We cover a lot of things, probabilities, El Nino, La Nina, some of the tools on ag climate. We try to provide some exercises and see how they would respond or how the different scenarios would be covered by different tools or different strategies that they could avoid to, you know, avoid or to avoid risk or reduce risk. Okay, I believe this is in Statesboro, Georgia. Okay. Also, we'd like to maintain high visibility, and in this case, we've got the Ag Expo in Moultrie, which is a big exposition in Southeast. Also, another thing would be advisory group meetings as part of our consortium activities, looking at also articles for newsletters and newspapers and magazines. And that's something that a lot of the farm press and local county newsletters would pick up. And on your left side is a picture of our two colleagues interviewing a farmer in Wilcox County, Georgia, trying to get their impressions or input from how they use climate forecasts. You know, sometimes they try to just look at the weather forecast, the 3-day, 5-day, 10-day forecast, but would like to see how they would use climate forecasts, you know, the seasonal 3-month forecast. In this case, we've got a discussion with the advisor group in Headland, Alabama. Also working with research and extension faculty. In this example, we've got in this slide picture, we've got the peach extension specialist looking at how we could improve the chill hour accumulation tool on our website. Also extension articles for peanut, for cotton, tropical fruits, and strawberries. And this is what we'd like to see, some specific management recommendation made by or prepared by commodity extension specialist. In this case, we've got our cotton agronomist looking at timely burn down treatment if you think you'll have a dry weather for spring. Obviously, we're just starting out, but we've got a lot of challenges ahead, but we feel that we could improve on some of the things that we've developed and our groundwork and farmer interviews and collaboration with the cooperative extension and also for the research and extension faculty. With that, I'd like to end my presentation. Thank you.
Time for one quick question.
Yes. Yeah, I was wondering, since you've been, it looked like you did this in 2006, so what, I don't know if you would launch, but have you ever done any of the validation?
This is the recommendations. We are one slide where you have this farmer interview. That's part of our work to just get some baseline information. What is the distinction? What are the impressions of the farmers, whether it's weather and climate, those two separate things. Weather would be 10 days, climate would be beyond that, you know. How can they use web-based tools, things like that. And we released the Ag Climate in January 2005, and this is really looking at some of the inputs, the feedback from other stakeholders, how we can improve that. But we'd like to go beyond farmer interviews, maybe go three years down the road and do some assessment, and that's part of our one of our challenges, really.
I thought it'd be interesting if you had the county educators to write these up, that you could say, for example, plant an earlier peanut variety early because of El Nino, whatever, then you could actually have like side-by-side validation plots in each county.
We did something like that in our farmer interviews. Really, we interviewed a farmer, and then, well, where did you get this information? Well, from our county agent. It was we shifted sort of an O2C variety peanut, and just because we got this information that's going to be a dry year in 2006. So that's a really good example of how they've used climate forecast information. Thank you.